KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police have confirmed that a man believed to be behind a mass murder case in Umlazi is currently in police custody. Eight people between the ages of 22 and 40 were killed at the Zama informal settlement in U Section last month. It's understood that unknown suspects entered a home and shot them. The motive of the murder has not yet been established. Local detectives say he will make his first appearance in the Umlazi Magistrates Court tomorrow. Meanwhile, KZN Premier Thami Ntuli has commended the police on the arrest over the weekend.
Crime is a problem in this province. It impacts on the investment, on the new job opportunities. We commend the work of the police. They are doing quite good, but we are encouraging members of the society in general to report criminal activities in the society so that we win the battle against crime.
Moving to the Western Cape, the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has resolved to summon the Higher Education Minister to appear before Parliament over her controversial advisory panel used to appoint board chairs at CETA. Nobutle Nkabane has come under fire after she initially appointed politically connected individuals as her advisers. The independence of the advisory panel was then questioned after one of the people on the list denied that he was ever part of it. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Tobogo Letsi, briefed the media in Cape Town today.
The minister is legislatively obligated to finish Parliament with the outstanding names of the panelists who were concealed on the submitted list.
Earlier this month, President Cyril Ramaphosa requested a report from Nkabane on her conduct in Parliament. It's after she refused to disclose the names of the advisers who assisted her during the appointment process. And Northern and Western Cape residents have been warned to brace themselves for extreme cold weather, as a cold front is set to hit the country this week. The SA Weather Service forecaster Rudzwani Malala says this will last until Friday.
Cold to very cold conditions can be expected, along with possible snowfalls over the western mountain ranges of the Western Cape, spreading into the southwestern interior of the Northern Cape.
On the international front, Syria's interim president has vowed that those involved in a suicide attack on a Damascus church would face justice, calling for unity in the country. The shooting and suicide bombing yesterday at the church killed 25 people and wounded 63. The authorities said the attacker was affiliated with the Islamic State group. The attack is the first of its kind in the Syrian capital since Islamist-led forces toppled longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. Your top story this hour. KZN police have confirmed that a man who is believed to be behind a mass murder case in Umlazi is currently in their custody. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Orlando Pirates confirm that Abdeslam Wadu is their new head coach. The Barbarians are sneakily building a strong squad for their clash with the Springboks this Saturday. And India are currently 171 for 3 in their second innings, leading England by 177 runs.